Text numéro 12. Attention disorder or not, pills to help in schools. When Dr. Anderson hears about his low-income patients struggling in elementary school, he usually gives them a taste of some powerful medicine. The pills boost focus and impulse control in children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Although ADHD is the diagnosis Dr. Anderson makes, he calls the disorder made up and an excuse to prescribe the pills to treat what he considers the children's true ill, poor academic performance in inadequate schools. It is not yet clear whether Dr. Anderson is representative of a widening trend, but some experts note that as wealthy students abuse stimulants to raise already good grades in colleges and high schools, the medications are being used on low-income elementary school children with faltering grades and parents eager to see them succeed. Dr. Anderson's instinct is that of a social justice thinker who is evening the scales a little bit. The children he sees with academic problems are essentially mismatched with their environment. Because their families can rarely afford behaviour-based therapies like tutoring and family counselling, medication becomes the most reliable and pragmatic way to redirect the student towards success. Some experts see little harm in a responsible physician using ADHD medications to help a struggling student. Others fear that doctors are exposing children to unwarranted physical and psychological risks. Reported side effects of the drugs have included growth suppression, increased blood pressure, and, in rare cases, psychotic episodes. The disorder, which is characterized by severe inattention and impulsivity, is an increasingly common psychiatric diagnosis among American youth. The reported prevalence of the disorder has risen steadily for more than a decade, with some doctors gratified by its widening recognition, but others fearful that the diagnosis and the drugs to treat it are handed out too loosely and at the exclusion of non-pharmaceutical therapies. The Drug Enforcement Administration classifies these medications as Schedule II controlled substances because they are particularly addictive. Long-term effects of extended use are not well understood, said many medical experts. Some of them worry that children can become dependent on the medication well into adulthood, long after any ADHD symptoms can dissipate. Dr. Anderson says that every child he treats with ADHD medication has met qualifications, and if the school had other ideas, they would implement them. But the other ideas cost money and resources compared to meds. He adds that they might not know the long-term effects, but they do know the short-term costs of school failure, which are real. He says that he is looking to the individual person and where they are right now. He sees himself as the doctor for the patient, not for society. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2012.